The Bandettes Drum and Bugle Corps alumni, a group of dedicated former members of the Bandettes, is set to commemorate their 60th anniversary with a weekend-long celebration starting September 15. This milestone event will honor the legacy of the Bandettes and highlight the remarkable contributions these women have made to their community over the years. The group stays connected through an annual reunion, where they gather to reminisce, celebrate, and strengthen their lifelong friendships. Many alums are accomplished business professionals and owners deeply rooted in the Sault Ste. Marie community. The individual members continue to make a difference through their philanthropic efforts. Their involvement in charitable organizations and community initiatives showcases their dedication to giving back. The alums embody the spirit of generosity and service, reflecting the values their founder and core director, Mary Wilson, instilled. It gave me the discipline and confidence to succeed in business and help many charities locally. I also was instrumental in starting up the Bandettes Feeder Corps. I followed Mary's footsteps as the director for girls ages 8 to 12. Many of these young girls went on to march and travel with the senior corps. Pauline Thomas, director of the Bandettes Feeder Corps, parade reunion chair affectionately known as Mom Mary by the group members, Mary Wilson is revered as a nurturing figure who played a vital role in keeping the Bandettes united throughout the years. As the Bandette superhero for their parade entry of this year's Rotary Community Day Parade, she symbolizes the resilience, strength, and unwavering dedication that have defined the Bandettes alumni. Mary has received numerous prestigious awards, including the 2002 Ween's Jubilee Medal, 2000 Women of the Year with the Business and Professional Women's Club, and 2001 Director of the Year with Drum Corps International. Mary was also the first recipient of the Chamber of Commerce Distinguished Citizen Award in 1976 and the City's Medal of Merit in 1980, the highest honor a resident can receive for outstanding academic, cultural, or athletic accomplishment or achievement. Including many community mentions, she was also the first woman to win the George Wallace Trophy, which is awarded to an individual who supplies an outstanding contribution to the recreation field on a volunteer basis. Throughout their illustrious history, the Bandettes alumni have left an indelible mark on the community. From a young age, these women honed their skills and passion for music and performance, developing a solid camaraderie and determination. Over the years, they have sponsored scholarships for students pursuing music courses and have supported various causes through their affiliation with Rotary. Bandettes gave me a foundation block that has stood the test of time throughout my life. I started at 12 and dedicated 10 years of my adolescence to an activity that did shape my life for the past 40 years. Because of my experiences with Drum Corps, I learned respect, discipline, loyalty, dedication, and work ethic, said Leslie Sachin, sign language interpreter. Mary and her vision gave young girls of SSM the exposure to a world outside of this small northern community, paired with skills to shape our future for us to become influential and outstanding contributing team players to society. I will forever be a proud Bandette, she added. Being a member of the Bandettes Drum and Bugle Corps has given me so many wonderful experiences, memories, opportunities, and friendships that I cherish to this day. Marching in the Corps taught me about teamwork and collaboration. No one person is above the others, and we are better together than apart, shared Kelly Bumbaco Blair, infection prevention surveillance analyst, microbiologist, virologist, and Bandettes alumnus. As part of their 60th anniversary festivities, the Bandettes alumni will participate in the Rotary Community Day Parade. To further commemorate their 60-year journey, the Bandettes alumni have planned several special activities. A video showcasing their history, including old uniforms and equipment, will be displayed at our local museum. SK Group on Queen Street will also boast a window display featuring memorabilia from the years past. They will have a wine and cheese meet and greet, a boat cruise on the local Miss Marie, and a traditional pasta dinner and party, finishing their farewell breakfast and celebrating the Bandettes' 6 decades of being an integral part of the community. Marching Corps members from the United States will also join the celebrations. The Bandettes alumni wish to recognize their founder, Mary Wilson, who taught them to live courageously and advocate fiercely. She instilled in them the importance of being recognizable contributors to the community they grew up in, empowering them to make a positive impact and create a lasting legacy. As a member of the Bandettes, under the direction of Mary Wilson along with her parents Mom and Pops, her husband Roy and the countless numbers of volunteers who gave of their time and efforts to open doors which gave young women opportunities that may not have ever been afforded to them. These opportunities were the foundation and building blocks for diversity, teamwork and collaboration that would carry into our lives and careers, said Lana Fragameni, advance planner Arthur Funeral Home and chair of the alumni reunion. As the Bandettes alumni embark on their 60th anniversary celebration, they invite the community to honor their remarkable history and the incredible women who have shaped their community through their talent, dedication, and philanthropy. For more information and to stay connected with the Bandettes alumni, please email bandetterunion@skgroupinc.com to be added to our email or social media groups to receive more information about participation in the Bandettes Corp. Reunion.